The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is dedicated to your mental wellness and how you can help yourself navigate the daily highway of life. We hope to educate and motivate you to improve your mental wellness environment. I'm Art Silva, and our show is brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency serving the Siouxland community. Joining me today is my colleague and co-host, Brenda Geisinger, Chief Operating Officer at Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning.
And how are you today?
I am wonderful.
That's good. Beautiful, beautiful. Last week was really nice. And
yes.
Starting to change, so let's hope it stays this way. How was the end of the school year for our kids?
Wonderful. We ended up on a good note and excited to kick off into the summer.
Well, great. I heard a rumor that there was bouncy house party, you know, for the kids.
Yes, they had a great time.
That's great. End of year celebration. So, Brenda, would you introduce today's guest and topic, please?
I am here with us is Sandy Jacobsma. She is a therapist at Family Services. She's been with us for quite some time. She also provides faith-based counseling and is also a certified play therapist. So, welcome, Sandy.
Thank you.
Good morning, Sandy. Welcome. And how are you this morning?
I'm doing really well, thank you.
Thanks for coming in. We have a great topic today, so let's get busy. We're going to talk about parental burnout. And Sandy, what are some of the symptoms of burnout?
Some of the symptoms are feeling exhausted. You could have physical fatigue, emotional exhaustion, sense of despair, and detachment. Many parents that are feeling burnt out also find themselves becoming more impatient with their children, and things that didn't bother them before would start bothering them now.
Well, these are a lot of symptoms that could be overlooked as something else, but when you put them all together, it's not a good recipe to handle stress and burnout, because as parents, they pass this along to their children. So as healthy and strong as your parents are, you hope that they'll be able to take care of a lot of your needs. And you went through a lot of symptoms there, exhaustion, feeling tired or drained. You know, I think the bathroom is the sanctity point for moms sometimes. You get in there and I remember my wife used to put in the door. Sometimes she said, "Don't bother me unless you're throwing up or bleeding." And I think it gets to that point. It's just so overwhelming because you're always dealing with it. And it differs by age also. So, you know, you look at that exhaustion, and don't overlook it, folks. You're feeling helpless, hopeless, or self-help. Can we talk about that?
Yes. There is a real change in physically that we'll see with fatigue, changes in sleeping patterns, how you're eating, your lack of wanting to do exercise, just the motivation to get things done that you normally don't struggle to do.
This comes back to our point where we talk about the connection between mind and body. So this is all a brain function that's not in the control of the things you do, the thought process that you're going through while you're tired and looking at anything. You're not as productive when you're tired, and we still think we can throw ourselves at these all-nighters. It's going to require, as you age and as you start to collect more things to manage in your life, children, job, everything, more organization, more time, and reduce the stress. Brenda, you're in a stressful position every day. I know it doesn't, you know, you never know what the right formula. So you give me your thoughts on this.
Well, I think there's a different kind of exhaustion when you're dealing with an infant or a newborn. You're just physically exhausted, getting up, the crying, you know, just constantly taking care of a baby. But when you're dealing with any teenager, you quite often have an emotional exhaustion as well, with the drama and the fighting and them growing up and making sure they're safe. And it can just be overwhelming, and you can get resentful towards the kid and detach and want to remove yourself yourself. There's also, you miss when you didn't have kids, that freedom. You know, you could just go in the car and go versus loading up like the diaper bag and the stroller and the snacks and, you know, the video games for the kids if you're driving for hours. It just can be overwhelming. And what you do with that makes a difference.
I'm Art Silva, and you're listening to When Things Aren't Going Well. And we're talking today on parental burnout. And I'm with my guests, Brenda Geisinger and Sandy Jacobsma. So we talked about the fatigue factor. How about loss of motivation? That seems to happen a lot, and that's something we just don't talk about until after it's done and we see the effects of the loss of motivation. Can we talk about that?
Sure. At first, I'd like to say that most parents at some point in their time of parenting are going to have experienced burnout. It's that common. Because of our lifestyles, how busy families are, trying to do multiple things every day. So I think that's important to realize that. And the stress is really what can impact the emotional part. And that detachment that people start to have, you know, can come from anxiety, from depression, and you just start detaching from your children, from the things that you normally do. Even can detach from your friends and just stop the things that have always supported you, and you're not sharing that.
Sandy, who is at risk for burnout?
I think all parents are at risk for burnout, especially those that may be single parenting or whose partner or spouse are, you know, away a lot. They travel a lot in their jobs, and the other person is left at home trying to take care of everything, and they don't have as many breaks. And some parents do not have the financial means to be able to, you know, get a sitter and take a night out or go away for a weekend and do something. So it's hit financially, and right now with things being mm-hmm. more expensive, it really impacts families.
Brenda?
I think the bigger question is who isn't at risk? Because I think, like Sandy said, every parent at some point will experience a burnout. They just get overwhelmed. You know, when you're dealing with your child and sometimes they may misbehave, when you're burnt out, you may be quick to overreact and be too consequential about the behavior. And it's always about connecting with your kid and taking that moment to pause and how can we get through this through a connection versus a consequence. Because when you start making decisions based on anger and frustration, you're not at your best on having that connection. And that's really about what parenting is connecting with a child and helping them grow up to be a functioning person in the world.
I remember when my children were growing up, the prevailing thought was Dr. Spock. And he had it really simple. He said, parents, you're responsible for civilizing your children for society. Mm-hmm. And it's just getting them ready for how society works. Good things, you get rewards. Bad things are consequences. And he was that basic about it. And, you know, as you describe the parental burnout, I look at families that have two parents. But what about the single parent? This seems just like the stress and parental burnout. Have you noticed that with single parents coming in for help?
Definitely. We notice that more because if they don't start to take care of themselves and make their own well-being a central focus, they are going to get more burned out. And like Brenda said, it's how they then interact with their children.
I think, Brenda, share with me. I think we were talking about support groups or family counseling groups, and we do that in family services. Do you want to talk about that program?
Yes, we have a group for a group of parents that are addressing their children's behavior. And it really is a way to connect so they know I am not alone. sometimes when you're a parent and you're overwhelmed with something, you think, oh my goodness, I'm the only one having this situation. And so for a group of parents to really sit together and share ideas or thoughts or just feelings that it's okay, there's more parents who are struggling as I am, and how can we get through this together? Just letting that out. When we hold our feelings inside and our thoughts, that starts to control on what we do and how we respond to things. And when we can release those thoughts and feelings and just put it out there, it just really takes the power away from that.
Well, I got to tell you, there's a lot more to talk about. And if you're interested in the Family Services program, please give us a call at 293-4900 and simply say you're interested in the family group sessions. And they will get you to somebody and give you some information. Please don't try to do this on your own. We need help, and you are not alone. So with that, we're coming up on our break, so continue to enjoy the dawn of another beautiful day. We'll be right back here with more of When Things Aren't Going Well, right here on 1360 AM, 90.9 FM, KSCJ.
Let's face it, it happens to all of us. However, the pandemic has compounded all of our lives and activities. Even the simplest tasks seem harder. Hi, I'm Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer at the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Family Services is a United Way partner agency serving children and families of our community, and we're here to help. If you'd like to learn more about Family Services, please contact us via email, website, Facebook, or phone Mary Pickens. At Family Services, we change lives.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva, along with Brenda Geisinger and my guest Sandy Jacobson. And let's continue our discussion on parental burnout. Sandy, let me ask you, can we practice self-care?
Yes, we definitely can practice self-care. And it may look different for certain people or how you want to practice that. Some of the things are even being as simple as starting your day, if you can, with 2 minutes to yourself to clear your head, to be able to think about your day or think about things that you enjoy. We talk about visualizing sometimes a calm place where you can just imagine yourself. Let's say your place is the mountains. You can just visualize yourself being at the mountains and being at peace and being able just to be calm before you start your day. Some of the other things people do are really being deliberate about connecting with friends or other people. One of the biggest things is just to share your feelings. As Brenda said, it is so important that we don't keep these things inside. And getting sleep, getting enough sleep, eating well, you know, exercising, and you don't have to do, you know, big workouts or go to the gym, but simple things, taking a walk, being able to maybe put on a video when your kids may be napping or they're doing something, what you can do to take care of yourself.
It's all very important, and it all comes back to the mind and body connection. If your mind's not right, your body's not going to react right, and it puts you in further peril. So finding something to do is so important for you physically, but also your mental wellness. You mentioned about getting enough sleep. I want to go back to somebody that made sleep naps real important. And that was Ronald Reagan. Remember, I call it a Ronnie. He would take naps. And he would talk about it, taking a nap and just to recharge yourself. And I think that's something that we all should consider because it's good for the mind. Usually you associate sleep with being tired, et cetera. And that's all true. But the impact on the mind, just to give it a rest, just to shut it off for a little bit, 20 minutes, and then refocus yourself. So that brings us to the end of the day. So what should we do, Brenda, Sandy? How do you do at the end of the day? And I always worry about our therapist because you hear so much and you deal with the stress. How do you handle the end of the day?
When I go home, I try not to think about anything that I have done during the day or thinking about, you know, a specific client, something tragic. Sometimes it creeps in, but I try not to. I walk on my treadmill, I may walk outside, ride my bicycle, and I'm at a stage of life where I don't have children at home, so it's easier to do self-care. And I can make the choice of, do I have any words left at the end of the day that I can talk to somebody and, you know, or go out and do something with a friend.
Brenda, with all your experience, how do you handle the end of the day?
You know, I usually go to the gym or I play out in my garden with my flowers. You know, and if I don't have time, it might just be a minute or two. And it's a quick one. You know, when you're a parent, it's like, I don't have time to do anything you're suggesting. It just seems so overwhelming. You can take a little bit of hand lotion and just rub it on your hands, close your eyes, and just feel that sense of self-care. Sometimes it's a quick, you know, minute or two, and that's all you can grab. But it's important that you take those minutes every day throughout the day to just constantly recharge yourself. You know, taking in a deep breath while you close your eyes and letting that out can make all the difference. It's about letting it go. You did a great job for the day, and acknowledge your successes and having that sense of gratitude and, you know, just being at peace.
One of the things, one of the reasons we put yoga into place is because it helps in this area. We've had a great response to our yoga program. So if you're interested in yoga, 293-4900 and ask for yoga. Joanne Keene and Lisa Corbett are our certified instructors, and we're doing yoga, and we're doing yoga where you're not worried about the cost. We'll take a free will donation, whatever. We want you to come in, and this is such a great program for mind and body. So yoga, think about it, men and women, to come in, call 293-4900 and ask about our yoga program. What's the importance of building a support network? Sandy?
Once again, just having people that you can talk to, that you can share your frustration or be able to tell somebody, I just feel overwhelmed, I'm just tired. And getting ideas of what other people do to deal with their stress. And it's just that connection with somebody else that is in the same role that you're in. And you're not talking to a child or a teenager. You're talking to, you know, a peer and having that emotional support with someone else.
I think the other piece of it too is sometimes to not talk about the kids.
Right.
When you're with the
yes.
adults.
Oh, yeah.
And just laughing and talking about whatever, it can really recharge you, you know, to just stop for a minute and stop being a parent and really get into touch with yourself. And having fun or having a moment over coffee or whatever the beverage of choice may be, and having fun or a smile and relating as an adult and a human being. I don't want to talk about my kid today.
No.
You know, this kind of brings back the single parent again, who doesn't have someone to talk to. So what would be your recommendation there?
For that single parent, I think even if they take their children to a park or they're doing an outside activity where hopefully there's other parents there, you could develop a friendship and do things together. And just even in those times, to have somebody to talk to or talk about life. There is also a group in town. It's called MOPS. It's Mother of Preschoolers. And you can join that. It's free. It is faith-based. Parents go to, or the moms, dads, whoever can go to this group. And the daycare is provided.
Let's talk about faith-based and meditation as an aid to help somebody. Sandy, you want to share your thoughts on that?
I do. I think meditation, regardless of your faith, is really important. That you can focus, as Brenda said, on just being calm. You can focus on the positive aspects of your faith. You can focus on God being there to support you, or just your meditation on focusing on whatever your belief is, and that sense of calmness.
Well, how important is it to be patient with yourself? You know, sometimes we get discouraged and we give up too easy. Can we talk about that, Brenda, Sandy?
You know, nobody's going to get this 100% right. There's no book on how to be a parent. You know, do you do what you think is best. We're all giving our best effort, and it's okay if you make a mistake. It's about learning how to be a good parent, and it's all about that connection. I really believe on connecting with kids, and that's what it's about, having that relationship.
And it's really important to remember, as Brenda said, you do not have to be a super mom or a super dad.
I remember the old saying, you know, silence is golden unless you have kids. Then silence is suspicious.
You know, that's very true.
You know, what's going on? What's too quiet around here? What's going on? Well, this has been a great show, and I really appreciate it. And we're coming up on the end of our show for this week. And I want to leave you with a little humor for your mental wellness. Here we go. A police recruit was asked during an exam, what would you do if you had to arrest your mother? He said, call for backup. Well, that's it for the week. I want to thank you, Brenda and Sandy, and also thanks to our listening audience. A shout out to Rivercade director Phil Clays and the upcoming Rivercade Fishing Derby. 10,000 kids can't be wrong. That's right. 10,000 kids have participated over the history of the event. So grab your kids and come down to Bacon Creek today. Derby starts at 8:30, all equipment provided. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 7 a.m. right here at 1360 a.m. 94.9 FM KSCJ. And we will welcome Family Services Clinical Therapist Christy Spicer. And we will discuss self-responsibility. Don't forget to do your homework this week and go out and have a good laugh. It's good for the soul. Have a great week and may the sun shine on you.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org. Or you can call 712-293-4700 to get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.